It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Energy companies are scrambling to meet the growing demand for natural gas in the United States. Some are looking to import it from overseas, but by shipping it in liquefied form. On the East Coast alone, companies have proposed about a dozen liquefied natural gas projects, and many communities don't want them. Nancy Cohen of member station WNPR in Hartford reports on the fight to stop one such project in Long Island Sound.
The Sound is like one of the Great Lakes, only salty. New York hugs the southern shore, Connecticut is to the north. In the summer, the water's thick with cargo ships and ferries, fishermen and kayakers. Shell Oil and TransCanada Pipeline want to build an LNG terminal known as Broadwater in the middle. Opponents say this isn't the place for it.
We know we need more energy, but we want an energy policy that protects what it is that we love about where we live.
Adrian Esposito, who heads Citizens Campaign for the Environment in New York, told a crowd in Brantford, Connecticut, that Broadwater would sit in a national estuary that belongs to the people.
This is our last vestige or last connection to nature and the natural world, and that's why we fight so hard.
Some say Broadwater would kill fish eggs and larvae. Others fear it could catch on fire or be a target for terrorists. The Connecticut congressional delegation is against it, as are New York Senators Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer. Because Broadwater would be built in New York state waters, Connecticut doesn't have the authority to stop it. But hundreds in the state have shown up at public hearings, like retired electrician Bill Alfano, who walks to the Sound every day.
You know, you can have a nickel in your pocket or you can have $1 million in your pocket, and it doesn't matter because it's such a beautiful place for everybody to enjoy. And then you stick a monster like this out there and it'd be horrible.
Broadwater would stretch 4 football fields long and be tethered to the sea bottom. Tankers would deliver liquefied natural gas several times a week from places like Trinidad and Tobago, Nigeria and Norway. When natural gas is cooled way down, it turns into a liquid, taking up less room than gas, making it cheaper to ship. Later, it's warmed up and turned back into gas. John Horitzko of Broadwater says its location, 9 miles from the shore, makes it safe and secure. And he says Long Island Sound is already a place for industry.
Some people are, in fact, saying that's a pristine body of water, that it's comparable to a national park. However, this is in the Northeast Corridor.
And 20 million people live within 50 miles of Long Island Sound. Horitzko says Broadwater would increase energy supplies for those people and lower prices, and that some big energy users like hospitals and schools support it.
This region faces the highest energy costs in the nation. This region also has some of the oldest, dirtiest power generation in the country. So for all these reasons, natural gas continues to be the fuel of choice. And in order to meet our demands, we have to supplement our existing supplies here in the United States with such things as LNG.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says many LNG projects are needed. Broadwater hired Giuliani's firm to assess the security risks of the project. He says the company is planning a safe and secure facility.
I don't think there's any doubt that we need it. I'd almost get to the point where I'd say we desperately need it. We need more energy.
Right now, there are 5 LNG facilities in the U.S., including 1 in the Northeast. Federal regulators have authorized 18 more. 19 others are seeking approval, including Broadwater.
LNG proposals are being proposed and considered on a first-come, first-served basis in what has evolved into a virtual LNG derby.
Sue Reed of the Conservation Law Foundation says a single federal authority should look at all the proposals in the Northeast and weigh them against each other.
What we are at risk of moving toward is having the first facility or two that make it through the environmental and other review processes being the ones that are constructed, as opposed to having a thoughtful approach that really takes into account which ones of those make sense and which ones simply do not.
Some Broadwater opponents say no more are needed, that the region can meet its energy needs through increased efficiency and by relying on an LNG project under construction in New Brunswick, Canada. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.